Hello, Mike. Checking, Mike.
So Duke's in a high chair right now.
Yeah.
And he just had his first sweet potato.
He thought it was interesting.
Yeah, we mixed breast milk and coconut oil in it.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
Try it at home. We are...
Let's see what happens to us before we tell people to try it.
Yeah, well, we're going to be trademarking it. It's going to be on shelves. Definitely a Whole Foods type item.
Call it the Wawa Wooldridge.
Yeah, it's your... Yeah, Mama Wooldridge's sweet potatoes. Wink. Get it while it's hot.
Well, so that's our update, is that he is now 4 months old and eating food. We're trying to get him to sleep through the night, see if this works.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing, because he wasn't sleeping because he's been waking up to eat. So people said, start giving him food, see if he sleeps.
Plus, he's huge, so.
Yeah, he's doing good. Following those growth curves. That's what's important, follow those growth curves.
My update is that all of us are dealing with COVID right now. And
bum, 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 bum. COVID check-in. Alexa, where are you in this pandemic?
Oh my gosh, hold on really quick before I go. When people say clean behind your ears, they really mean it. I'm looking at Duke's ears and they're gross.
Okay, moving on.
So what I've been struggling with, I mean, everyone's been struggling, but I think what I've been struggling with the most is that with COVID, like, trumping all of our travel plans, and you can't really cross county lines over here, and nothing's really open. I mean, technically, like, it's a drive-through, but that's not really fun. Like, you just stay in your car. I've realized that I don't really have anything to look forward to, and that's hard for me because I'm such a goal person, and that's what drives me. And so it's just, like, very monotonous. Like, and then on top of that...
Groundhog's Day-esque.
Yes, very Groundhog's Day. Even though it's great, I mean, we have a good life, but it's just, like, we don't really have anything to look forward to. And then a quote that I had heard from our pastor was, crisis doesn't reveal character, it defines it. Oh, wait, did I just say it backwards?
Yeah, no. So crisis does not build character.
Yeah. It reveals it.
Reveals it.
And so that really hit me hard because I was like, you know, all these people are like, it'll make us tougher, it'll make us stronger, but that doesn't really build your character. It really shows you where you need to work on. And I think that's where I've, you know, I take feedback really hard, especially for myself. Oh. And I have felt very inadequate in, like, just what I'm pursuing and, like, what I find my value and my worth in.
Sure. Where do you think you've been putting that? Where have you been putting your value and your worth?
Well, I think it's like a tug of war for me because I'm like, okay, I need to work because we need to pay bills. But then I feel like torn to be a mom at the same time. Plus COVID throws a wrench. It's like you have to work around work to make work happen. Like for me, I'm a personal trainer. I have to do Zoom calls. Tech problems happen. And then like if you want to meet outside, you have to be 10 feet apart. And you have to meet at a certain place. And it's just like so much harder than it used to be. On top of like me struggling on feeling bad about going back to work. And then I feel like because I'm working my job and then trying to be a mom, I forget to take care of myself. So I don't do the things I really like anymore. So then I just feel exhausted and empty on my tank sometimes.
Yeah. I think a lot of those things you just talked about are people all over struggle with before. So you're saying like you feel like COVID's really made things like even more difficult to make time for to see friends and things like that. Almost impossible. Is that kind of what you're talking about?
Yeah.
I want you to flash back to like 7 months ago. Did you feel even then that it was easy to really see all the people that you wanted to and to maintain all the other relationships, or did you already feel too busy?
Well, that's a good question because I'm always busy. I like to be busy. But you know, like you see my written out schedule every hour on the hour, every single day. And I would like thrive on like, okay, coffee with this person, walk with this person, train this person, go do this for, like, it was just hour by hour I can actually execute. It's like, It's so much harder. I'm an introvert, and so I get exhausted when I have to, like, talk on the phone all the time. Because that's the only way we can communicate with people, or on Zoom. And I'm just like, boo, another phone call. Boo, another phone call.
Yeah, I think people are over Zoom at this point.
So, what about you?
Well, okay, so hold on. So you're busy then. You're busy now, right? The difference is back then you were busy booked back to back with stuff that you could control.
I can go to. I like literally live in my house.
Right. Now you're kind of busy all the time because you're dealing with a 4-month-old and you have really no say. I mean, he's doing better, but really, when's he going to nap? When is he going to eat?
Yeah.
All that stuff. He dictates it, right? So you are busy just in different ways. I think you're right. Obviously, COVID threw another hurdle into it, but I really think the last 4 months we would have been feeling kind of isolated and trapped at home anyways, just with kind of a young guy. But obviously, this throws everything into a crazy wrench with him. Okay, so you were also talking about oh, I forgot my question. Yeah, I'll come back to me here in a second.
But yeah, I mean, I have more good days than bad, but I think it's important to talk about struggles, whether you're a mom or not.
Yeah, I remember now. Can I ask my question?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So you were talking about how there's this internal battle for you to work. Well, maybe it's not internal, but there's a battle between, like, feeling like you need to work and wanting to be home with your son. Again, I want to ask you a question. Like, 2 years ago, before you even knew that you were going to be pregnant, what would you have thought about, like, the idea of wanting to stay home? What would you have thought about that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't have. I would have been like, I'm not going to be a stay-at-home mom. Like, I'm going to work. But now you're right. Like, that's definitely changed because now I really don't like to leave him. I like to be with him a lot. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So what would you tell yourself before you had, if you could go back, and there's like people listening to this who haven't had kids yet, right? So maybe it's something that they need to know going into it from someone who thought like working was definitely going to be a priority to now it's like, I'm working because, you know,
I have to.
We need to eat.
Yeah.
But you would prefer, you know, like you're going to work. Basically, time-wise, right, it's not going to be a priority. Your son's going to be your priority. So to moms or future moms, what do you think changed about it? Like, why did that change for you?
I think it just gave me a different purpose. Like, I'm a workhorse, and so I love to have purpose, and I like to check things off the list. But being a mom, like, you can't check stuff off the list. And so he is, like, my biggest challenge of the challenges, because it's not like, you know, you can be like, nap, check, and walk, check, because it's not a perfect checklist like I'm used to. It's like, tried to walk, woke up, screamed the whole way back, think, shit his pants, while we're outside, forgot to bring a diaper. So for me, I like this new challenge because it's not like a systematic thing. Like, he's my purpose and there's stuff to do, but I'm always thriving off of, like, the challenges that he throws at me. It's different every day. And not to say that, like, I'm perfect at it, because I definitely have my breakdown moments. Like, I did yesterday, I called him the spawn of Satan. But I do love...
You're not.
I know. He knows he's not. He knows he's not. Yeah. I just, like, I mean, they push your buttons.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. So I think what your answer is that it's a new challenge that you've never really experienced.
A new purpose with challenges that I kind of thrive off of, because it's like, this thing depends on me, so I got to be on my game.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he loves the heck out of you. And yeah, I think a lot of things change, and I think that's a battle that a lot of women struggle with. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a woman, but I think they feel pressure. You know, they've worked their whole lives. They went to a lot of, you know, these people went to college and they got jobs and they worked themselves up. And now all of a sudden they're in this position of, like, you know, somewhat responsibility and, hey, I can actually do things. And they want to not lose that, but also they have this internal, like, this strong pull to just, like, stay with their children. And I think it's just, like, neither answer is wrong.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that you really got to do what's best for you and your family. And your kid's going to be okay. You know, I think if you are happier working as a woman, when your kid gets you, your kid's going to get a really, like, wonderful full version, right? So I think it's important to, if they want to just keep working, to keep working. But I think it's interesting because I think every woman probably struggles with that to some degree.
I agree with you. I can't stand the books. I'm never, if we have a second child, I'm never fucking reading a book because it's so annoying. It's like, you shouldn't go back to work, or you shouldn't exercise, or you shouldn't do this, or you should make them do the cry it out method. Everyone has an opinion. So like you said, if you're going to be a better mom by working, then do it. It's all about quality time, not quantity time. And no one should make you feel bad about that either, especially yourself.
Yeah, 100%.
But like, if you're a better mom staying at home, it's also okay. Like, I have a degree from Vanderbilt University, and like, I'm getting shit because people's like, you're not using your degree. Well, I have a child, so like, you know, it's just different for everybody.
Yeah, life's path is different for everybody. You know, the vast majority of people are not using the college degree that they got.
Except for you.
Well, yeah, but I'm not most people who go to college, right? I had to go to college. I had to get a degree to do what I wanted to do.
So what do you think you're struggling with? You can either answer one of two questions.
So back to the original question, like, my character is being revealed right now versus strengthened, essentially.
Yeah, like, what's being revealed?
Yeah, so I think it can do both. I definitely think it reveals you because I'm a big believer in that when crisis hits the fam, it's far too late to start trying to figure out what to do at that point. You have to do your best to train yourself to handle something that was unexpected. So obviously, I did not expect a worldwide pandemic to hit us and cause things to be really, really odd for as long as they have been. That being said, you know, I think I've even talked to you about it. Like, I've said that this is a huge, for years, that this is a risk, right? That it just takes one thing and all of a sudden here we all are. I just never really actually thought it would happen. I think I am battling with just, like, what is my purpose as a PA, right? And I think that's the thing that's maybe the weakest that I'm just kind of aware of right now. Because I got into medicine to take care of people, that's true, but I didn't get into medicine. I didn't sign up to take on a risk to fight something that could kill me or someone in my family. You know, I think that's my biggest fear is spreading this to someone in our extended family and then, you know, just feeling terrible about it, right? So I think, I don't know. I don't want to get too morbid or, like, dramatic about the whole thing because I do, I still at this point hold optimism. I think that we're in for a weird another 6 to 10 months here until, but
that blows.
I'm, right. It does blow. It really does blow. But, you know, I think what we're waiting for right now is a vaccine that's passed enough phase 3, you know, or gotten through some sort of phase 3. You're not going to be able to do a full phase 3 on it, but you can do a partial phase 3 trial, gets good results, and they're going to send it live. And I think if it works, then I think things will never be the same like they were, but they will be, you could get close. Like, I do envision a day when I can go to an Avs game again. Like, I do think that. But anyways, so I'm still holding out hope, but it's just like when you think about the whole thing, it's like, okay, how long am I going to, I can do this for a year. I could do this for 2 years. I can't do this for 30, I don't think, you know, I mean, and that's just like, I don't know. So that's what I'm struggling with, right? Because then I'm like, what do you mean you can't handle this for 30 years? This is what you sign up to do. But also I'm like, well, it's not really what I signed up to do, actually. And then it's like, okay, well, who's going to take care of your patients? And it's like, well, of course I'm going to take care of my patients. But I can't take care of my patients and do this for – so that's kind of my – where I'm at. But
yeah, shout out to all frontline workers, man, because this is
– well, and I'm not even really in the trenches. Like, I'm not even seeing sick patients. So I've got it. You know, it's just the risk of – you know, the risk of going to the grocery store is probably actually worse than what I do for my living, but.
Well, not really.
So I'm not trying to come out to be a hero.
You work down the hall from where COVID patients come in, so you're pretty exposed.
Well, they're on a separate ventilation system. It's very safe to come to Broomfield Family Practice. 303-466-1866. Just kidding.
Like, don't give people your address, you psycho. Duke, you can't cough on the mic because people are going to think you have COVID-19.
He's really wanting to be part of the podcast. Anyways, I'm hopeful. I think that's the message I want to send to everybody this week.
Babe, that's what you say every podcast.
I know. I just want, I think I'm still hopeful, right? Let's keep the hope. Let's just, okay, don't lose your heads, people. I think that's the thing that's, don't lose your heads, you know. Keep wearing your mask. Try to stay away from people. You know, I think it's okay.
Yeah, but that's easy for, I'm going to argue with you on that one, because that's easy for us to say, because think about how many people live by themselves. That's really hard. Like
100%. And mental health is a huge thing that I'm dealing with at my office right now. So I think it's definitely good. Like, I played golf yesterday. You know, I think it's reasonable to be outside, to stay, you know, this whole 6 feet thing, that's pretty close to each other. If you think about that, that's only 2 yards in football. I mean, that's not that far. So I say if you can be farther, the better, right? But like, I really wouldn't have too much issue setting up lawn chairs 15 yards from each other, or lawn chairs 15 yards from each other, and us having a beer with a couple, right? So I do think that there's responsible ways people can, with the weather being nice,
yeah,
responsibly do this. And you can wear a mask too, even outside.
That sucks too. I know I do it, but it's just like, today when I wore it, like, it started inching up into my bottom eyelashes, and I, like, tried to blink it away because I was like, shit, if I touch my eye, I'm going to get it. So I was, like, trying to blink my mask down. And then, like, it got caught up in my ears, and it was riding up my chin, and I was, like, panicked because I was afraid, like, someone was going to breathe and it was going to go up. And so, yes, but there's challenge. You should be hopeful, but I'm also more of a, what is it, a cynicist?
Well,
cynicism.
Yes, cynic.
Yeah, cynic, because...
It's not that I think that... I just told you I think this is going to go another 6 to 10 months, right? So it's not like I'm being the most optimistic person in the world here. I think I'm... Within there, I think you're going to see some spikes and things like that, but...
Well, yeah, but I also think it's okay to be mad about it.
Totally.
But yeah, you're right.
I mean, it sucks. This whole thing sucks. But.
Like, the inside out... Allow all your emotions to feel it.
Yep.
But joy should ultimately be in charge.
Well, yeah. Hopefully. I mean, I think you're right. Like, I think it's okay to feel angry. It's just not, you just don't want to feel angry all the time. It's okay to be sad. You just don't want to be sad all the time. So but this really does suck.
Let's end the podcast with, if you guys haven't seen Inside Out, you should definitely see that movie. It's hilarious. And it also makes you think about things differently. But if you had to put a voice to each of those four emotions, how would it sound? Anger, joy, sadness, and disgust.
Like in my head?
Yeah. Like, for example, my sadness is like, sadness. Like, every time I feel sadness, like, that's how I feel.
Not like, okay, can I do it differently? I'm just going to tell you how each emotion is feeling. So there's disgust, right? Disgust is like my brain at 8:30 at night on a weeknight. And it's like, okay, just watched another episode. Time to go to bed again so I can wake up tomorrow, do the same thing again. Just like over it, right? That's what disgust is. And then there's like, what's the like skinny purple guy? Worry.
Oh, worry, yeah.
Worry. I mean, my worry is like, what if they never get a vaccine? Yeah. We have to live like this forever. And then anger's like, what the beep is going on, man? This is the worst fucking thing I've ever fucking dealt with in my fucking life. I'm stuck in my fucking house. Duke thought that was funny. Sorry, this is explicit.
What's joy?
Joy is like, hey, you know... My team at work's really coming together, and my wife and I are getting to spend all this great time together, and my son gets me home, and I'm, you know, there's a lot of great things. I'm really grateful still. I still think, like, you know, and I know it's not everybody, and I don't think that it needs to be, but predominantly I run off of joy, I just think, mostly. So
yeah, you're a golden retriever.
Yeah, I mean, but this has made anger, and sadness is just like, what worry said. You know,
times 100.
Yeah, like just so sad. But yeah, I think you're right when you say everybody should feel every emotion. What are your emotions doing?
anger. Well, that's what I mainly run off of. Anger,
yeah.
And disgust,
right.
Is my main
anger,
one.
Disgust, yeah.
Disgust is like, that fucking person didn't cover their mouth when they coughed. That person didn't wash their hands. Sick. Eliminate.
We're going to have to tell people there's explicit language in this episode.
It's always explicit. I've cursed since the first episode.
Oh, okay.
I don't think people judge me for saying the F word sometimes. I don't think everyone should say the F word if they don't want to, but I feel like I like that word sometimes.
I say it all the time. I'm not worried about it.
What's
your joy saying?
Joy. Ooh, joy's hard. I mean, like, I like joy, but it's just like, don't be fake. This isn't happy times. But
they're all just like picking on her over there.
Yeah, but like, joy is probably like, oh, Duke just smiled at me. Like, you know,
yeah.
It's like those moments where like joy is like shining the brightest.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I got Duke to sleep 2 hours tonight. Woohoo.
Right.
And then what's the other ones? Discuss. Oh, I already did that one. Worry.
Yeah. Well, let's not end on worry. Let's end on joy.
No, there's another one.
Oh.
What? I only did disgust, joy. There's two more.
You
sadness.
Were anger. You were saying that. It's all the same.
Oh, yeah. Just I already just said what sadness was. It just like is nothing. It's just like sadness.
Sadness.
Flop around sadness. worry. I have to end on worry because that's the last one.
Yeah.
Worry for me is like my checklist. It's a million things. What about this? What about this? What about this? What happens if Duke does this? What happens if Colin does this? What happens if I do this? What if I get fired? What if, you know, over
yeah.
and over and over again.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, here's what I think we've come to at the end of this. The question is where is your character being shown to you, right? The mm-hmm. fact that you need to work on character strength and all the things that you want yourself to be in times of plenty so that you can be ready for when times are really hard.
Yeah.
And that's okay to be angry and mad and sad. And happy.
And it's all. And it's also okay. Sorry to interrupt you, but it's also okay if it's revealing that you don't know how to deal with it, because that's when you get stronger. It's like, oh shoot, I don't have enough toilet paper. I should have had a zombie apocalypse cellar, like, you know.
Right.
I mean, that's just a joke, but it kind of serious, or like, you know, I wasn't prepared to feel like to miss my family so much.
Yeah.
Right. So it's okay for it to reveal that, but just to do the deep, instead of brushing it off, to do the work.
Yeah.
Roll up your sleeves and do the work and say, why am I feeling this way? How do I make it better?
We all got to grind right now. I think people, you know, people want to feel supported. I feel like we're really blessed. We have a good support system here. You know, if you don't, reach out to us. We're here for you.
Yeah.
So. Thanks for listening, everybody. I hope that you are staying healthy. Alexa and I are staying positive. And sports are coming back.
Yeah, woohoo.
Maybe. Without fans. We'll talk about it next week. Here on the Alexa and Colin Show. Featuring Duke. He missed his cue.
Yeah,
he'll get better at it. Okay. Talk to you later.